Yes, different times. We're in lockdown again, which is pretty tough for a lot of people. And hopefully the next few weeks will maybe give them a small bit with being able to watch a few games and that. Do I know how it is going to go? I'm not sure, because it's different prep. It's just very unusual in that. And I suppose we've all had to make adjustments in life and try and be as careful as we can just at the moment. But I am glad the hurling is going on, and it might give some few people a lift.
The last time the lock, you know, people had nothing, Davy, and I think the fact that they can watch live sport now is fantastic, and I think it's good for the well-being of the young fellas that you have, that they're able to go training and they are able to play.
Yeah, you can see everyone's point of view. Some people are happy to go on ahead, some aren't happy. I would definitely be in the camp that I was mad to see a few things happening. COVID is certainly dangerous. I suppose that's coming from someone with an underlying condition, but the mental health, people's other health and being able to get to hospital and stuff is also very important. So there's a lot of different aspects that a lot of different people have views on. I'm certainly glad that these young lads are able to get out and do something and express themselves. And I'm certainly glad that certain teams are able to train away and do stuff even. It's very important just to get a bit of exercise in these times, Liam. I think that's very important, and it's something I'd encourage everyone to do, whether it just be a small little walk or anything at all. Just don't be stuck in the house 24/7, even if it's only out for 20 minutes of a walk. Get out there and do it, because we certainly have tough challenges ahead of us and that. So it's different times for sure.
You know, we had the Wexford Senior Hurling Championship and it was very exciting, and all of your players showed up really well. And you were at a lot of the games, which means that the lads got a bit of hurling in and they do look fit.
Yeah, the Hurling Championship was first. They did it different in Wexford this year, and I think they need to be highly commended for the way they did it. The standard of the Hurling Championship actually got better as it was going on. It started pretty okay, and then as it was going on, I felt it just got better. And I think that was from the fact that teams were able to concentrate in Hurling just week after week. And I'm sure, from the football point of view, I'm sure they'd say the same, where a football manager got his players week after week. And I certainly found it strange, all right? I think we were back. I was due to get the players back on the 14th. 2 weeks after that, I still had 10 players involved in football 2 weeks afterwards, which probably a lot of outsiders found unreal. They thought that I'd have all the hurlers back on the 1st of September, which didn't happen. I was always going to be fully behind that they're playing football championship for the club and being able to do a bit of hurling at the same time, and that happened. So I think Wexford in general are happy with their county championship both in hurling and football, and I have to say well done to everyone involved for that. And now we're back at the county stage again.
It's kind of heading into a little bit to the unknown, but maybe that's a funny way of saying it, because you know your players, you have a decent record against Galway, and it'll all come down to next Saturday night. I know you've had a chance maybe to play a few challenge games, but first of all, I suppose you need everybody health and fitty. You have a fit, you have a fairly settled team. I know young Mikey Dwyer is one of the young players that's got a couple of runs in the league. But you have a fairly settled team, which I'm sure is a big bonus, isn't it?
Well, we had one or two knocks. We had a few people that weren't able to, one or two of you to cover us. We had two or three injuries that maybe you mightn't heard much about. We wouldn't have had everyone training all the time, Liam, but thankfully we're nearly back to full strength. Just maybe one or two small niggles, but we're nearly there. As regards Galway, they didn't qualify for the knockout stages last year, but the difference between them qualifying and us qualifying was absolutely nothing. It was so close, it was unreal. I would rate Galway probably in the top two or three teams, and I'm not saying that. They won All-Ireland in 17. They'll line out with probably 12 of them at least, maybe 13 against us on Saturday. They won't fear us, so they won't, and they would, I suppose, and everyone outside of Wexford would expect that they'll probably take care of Wexford, you know, but we're going to be there, we're going to be fighting, and we don't fear anybody, we're going to go out and have a right good goal.
The lads moved on well, both yourself and the lads. I know it's very disappointing, but I think as a group, you moved on well from losing the All-Ireland semi-final last year, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I just look at it that we're Leinster champions for 2019. I suppose your first comment was to talk about the semi-final line. I would talk about us. It's a long time since Wexford were Leinster champions, so we beat Kilkenny in a great game, and we had the Leinster Cup in Wexford still, which is great. The All-Ireland semi-final was an opportunity. You don't get many opportunities playing Ireland to win a semi-final. And I just hope we'll give ourselves a chance of another one over the next year or two. That's very important to get an opportunity. But I thought we played really well in the semi-final for probably 50-55 minutes, as we did for most of the year.
In terms of the game now on Saturday night, you did get a chance to play a few practice games. We're missing a lot of players, but is it like starting off anew again, like the very first game of the year?
Yep, 100. It's like we're just starting a new season completely. This is a different championship. Normally I'd have an idea how we'd be fixed going into championship. I'm not 100% sure because it's just different. But you know what? It's the same for every other team as well, I'm sure. So we're all in the same boat, Liam. We don't know what to expect. Hoping this type of deal will suit the game we play. And all I want to do is come out on the right side of it next Saturday, even by a pint. It'll be great.
As you said, the Galway have so many good players. Mannion, Jason Flynn, Con Cannon is another name, and Connor Cooney. So they won't be missing too many from their All-Ireland winning team. But then Wexford shouldn't be missing too many from the semi-final from last year.
I suppose a big difference, Liam. They won at Ireland in 17. That's what you're just saying, you know? That's what you're saying. They have 12 or 13 of that team that we'll line out, that's for sure. But you know what? As I said, we won Leinster last year, and we'd have the bones of that, and we have, I think our strength and depth is probably as good now, please God, as it has been since I came in. I'd be happy with the panel we have. And all we're going to do, and I've said this, it's important in Wexford we don't blow the thing out of all proportion. Just go out every day, feel you have a chance, and see where we go. Because the more expectation you put on anyone, the more pressure you put on, and none of us need that. Let's just go out there and give it 110%. And that's all I've tried to instill in the team since we come down, is play for their families, play for their people of our county, give it 110%, and we can't do any more than that. That's the way it is. And I think we can see over the last 2 months, if we've learned anything, hurling is important, but health is more important than life in hurling. So we go out there and we give it everything and just want people to enjoy it, and that's the way it is.
In terms of team selection, will you work on what you've seen in training, or will you work on, I suppose, what you know about players?
I wouldn't say there'd be too many changes. I'd say you could guess most of the team if you went at it. Once their form holds up, that's the most important thing. A lot of the team that's been there in the last 2 or 3 years is still there, you know. Like, all you're really maybe changing over the last few years is 2 or 3 players, you know.
Yeah, I'm thinking like if a player like Conal Flood showed up well against Carlow, but that's, as I say, 7 months ago.
Yeah, it's a different story. Like, you have to consistently be playing games to break into the team. There is a few young players that are doing well in training, but I'd love to have got a right run at the year and a bit more. But there is good young players on the fringes who are definitely benefiting from being in the squad. So they are under making progress. So, and that's very important to me, that we have a backup to Everton.
It'd be a little bit strange playing in an empty Croke Park, won't it? Do you think that might affect the players, or when you get into a game, does it really matter, Davey?
Well, I'm just going in the club, right? It didn't make any difference to the players or myself as regards playing the game. Would we prefer supporters and that? Of course we would, and we'd love to see them there and be part of it. From our point of view, no matter, and I suppose definitely the way I feel is, whatever you play, you want to win. That's the bottom line. And I know the lads are the same, and they've trained very hard, and trust me, they worked very hard in lockdown as well. So they did. So we can only do what we can do, Liam. That's what I say. And that's what I'm saying. I know a lot of people will make us underdogs next week, but we'll be out there and we'll be giving it 110%, and let's see where it goes, because we know if we can compete with Galway, we're right up in the top 2 or 3 teams.
As an aside, it must have been great for your own club to win another county title. I suppose there's nothing like the home club winning a county title, and you involved as well.
It's where you grew up, boys you went to school with, and it's the fellas you see every day, and the people down the shop. That's where you are. That's where you're where you live. And for us to get another county titles are special. They don't come very easy, and I suppose in 6 months Bridge we changed our style 2 years ago, and I think it has helped us, and the lads are absolutely delighted to get that victory. And like, let's call a spade, there's nothing like winning. Like, it's great, and that's why next Saturday we'll be trying our absolute best for that to happen, you know. But hopefully the next year or two will be good for us going ahead. So we'll stay with it.
In terms of COVID, we have to be careful, don't we, as individuals? I think individuals, we have to take our own responsibility, haven't we, Davey?
I hear a lot of people giving out that this shouldn't be happening or that shouldn't be happening. There's two sides to everything, and you have to listen to two sides, but you are right. A lot of this comes down to personal responsibility. Will there have been mistakes made in different things over a few months? There will. But you know what? I think it's good. I think it's that we're getting out playing games and giving some people something to look forward to. But you're right. Personal responsibility comes into a lot of this. And all we can do is do our best and try and be as responsible as we can for ourselves and for people who are at risk, you know.
And you were happy with the preparations, that couldn't have gone any better, bearing them in mind that it could be just the first league game. It's just the first game after such a long break. But you're very happy with the preparations.
Yeah, like, listen, I'd like my full panel for a bit longer. Everyone thought I was going to get him on the 1st of September. It was a lot longer than that when the football finished, like, as you say, between the intermediate and senior final. We had 10 players involved in that. Matt was out injured for a good length of time. Chinner was out at that time as well for a few weeks. So, okay, they were just out, but listen, they had a lot. They had work done before us. We've a bit done afterwards. So it is what it is. Like, I mean, there's no excuses. We go out there next Saturday. We give it 110%, and that's the way it is. I'm great to have the opportunity to go out and play next Saturday. So we won't look into if we could have had more time or X, Y, and Z.
Because it's the same for everybody.
Some counties it was, some it wasn't. I'm happy. Listen, we got to do what we got to do, and 'tis grand.
Oh, great to talk to you. The best of luck yourself and myself. We'll be privileged to be in Croke Park next Saturday evening.
Are they letting you go, dear?
Well, I'm not sure yet, Davey. I'm not sure yet.
you're lucky to get up there.
I'll sneak in some way.
Yeah, well, listen, just to everyone, I hope they'll enjoy the game and stay as healthy as possible. And all I can say from us is we're wishing everyone the best, stay safe, and we'll go out and try our best. And that's all we can do. And whether we win or lose, I just ask everyone to stay behind us as much as possible and just to take care.
Well, listen, thanks for taking the call, and you and your family stay safe as well, David. The best of luck next Saturday night.
I know.